Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg here getting you set for the second game of this 2019 season. We're now joined by the bullpen coach, Eliezer Zambrano. Z, first and foremost, tonight is the first Copa de la Diversión game for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. They become Ardillas Voladoras de Richmond. How do you say pregame warm-up in Spanish?
Pre-game warm-up, we said the calentamiento antes del juego.
So this is the help me out here.
Calentamiento antes del juego.
All right, I'll have to practice a little bit, but we'll continue on with the Flying Squirrels pre-game warm-up. First, your thoughts on the 10th opening night in Richmond Flying Squirrels history, a sellout crowd here last night.
Pretty nice crowd last night. I mean, 10th season is unbelievable. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I mean, the night before. So I was so excited. I mean, I was so excited to get back to the field for opening day, especially in 10th season. It was pretty nice. I mean, the crowd is always nice. I mean, support the team for the whole 10th season. So I was pretty nice.
Now, you've been here for all of them. So how did last night compare to the previous nine?
A little bit different. Obviously, I mean, it's a 10th season. I mean, it's... the first time, I mean, I couldn't believe it. Like I said, I mean, before, I couldn't believe it that it's going to be a 10th season. I mean, it's 10 long years, I mean, playing as a Squirrels. And now I'm being spending the last 2 years I play as a coach, as a bullpen coach. So it was a pretty special night.
Is it a little bit weird to be on the other side now as a coach before as a player?
Last year, I mean, I feel a little bit weird the first couple weeks. I mean, obviously... last year, we having guys that I played with before. So, I mean, it's a little bit different because, I mean, you need to make that line. I mean, you know, so that was a little bit weird the first week last year. But this year is a little bit different. I mean, you got a little bit more experience. I mean, you feel a little bit more confidence in what you're doing and what you have to do with the guys.
Chatting here on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up with bullcamp coach Eliezer Zambrano. A 1-0 win for the Flying Squirrels on opening night. You saw that pitching staff throw a shutout. Logan Webb with 5 scoreless to start. What'd you think of his performance?
I was pretty good. I mean, he controlled the game. I mean, the first two innings, he went a little bit excited, a little bit too excited. But, I mean, he can handle it. I mean, he handled it pretty good after second inning. And he has pretty good stuff. And talking about the bullpen, we got a lot of good guys, veteran guys at the bullpen, that they can do the job just behind the starter pitcher.
What's it like having a veteran guy like Fernando Abad, who's made over 350 major league appearances, coming out of the bullpen?
Yeah, it's like I said, I mean, we got a lot of experience. I mean, it's not only Abad. I mean, we got guys like Wolf, that he already played in AAA a little bit, and he already has a big league camp with us. So it's pretty good. It's pretty good to have those guys, I mean, experience like doing the job behind the starters. That's pretty important for us. It's like I said, I mean, having those guys, veteran guys, and young guys together, it will be great. I mean, just help us, the team. If we don't make a lot of runs, at least we can stop the other guys, I mean, the other team to win the game.
And then you've got a flamethrower like Melvin Adon. What's it like catching a 100-mile-an-hour fastball?
It's pretty nice. I mean, it's a little bit, it's a little bit nervous at the beginning because, I mean, obviously with this weather, I mean, they don't feel pretty good, the ball. They can feel it when the ball is going out of his hands and all the stuff. But, I mean, it's pretty good. It's pretty excited and I mean, it's nice. It's nice to have that guy with 100 miles per hour.
Tonight, the Richmond Flying Squirrels playing as Las Ardillas Voladoras for the Copa de la Diversión initiative. What do you think of the initiative and the jerseys that you guys are going to have on tonight?
It's pretty good. I mean, it's a pretty good idea from Parney and from the organization. I mean, Flying Squirrels organization. That was pretty nice. I was so excited. I mean, now it's, wow, we're not going to use, I mean, the Orange Friday anymore, but at least we got the lighting night for us. So it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, those details that Barney and the Flying Squirrels have for lighting players, it's pretty good.
Z, thank you so much for your time. I'll work on my Spanish.
No problem.
Starting lineups coming up next on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.